This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Former Denver Broncos linebacker Randy Gradishar was formally inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend. The seven-time Pro Bowler starred in the Orange Crush defense in the 1970s. Gradishar thanked his former coaches and teammates during his speech.
To the Broncos and Bronco country, I would not be standing here without you. Because the best franchise and the best fans in the NFL are the Broncos.
He played all of his 10 seasons in the NFL with the Broncos. The deadline is fast approaching for residents in the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo to have their homes tested for toxic indoor dust. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
More than 2,000 residential properties are located in the Superfund area. The dust inside most of these homes has already been tested for lead and arsenic, toxins that can pose health risks, especially for children. But hundreds of homes are still eligible for the free evaluation and, if needed, cleanups at no cost. The deadline to participate is the end of August. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A criminal record will no longer be an automatic bar to entry for a wide range of licensed positions in the state. A new law says only convictions directly related to a particular occupation can be used to disqualify someone from getting licensed for it. Backers say the change will help people move on from their criminal history by making it easier for them to find stable employment. Plus, it broadens the labor pool for employers. Come to KRCC.org and CPR.org for more headlines from across the state. Thanks so much for listening this afternoon. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.